Book Notes this month, I'm speaking to Amanda McCormick and Tracy Diamond, who are the founders and directors of Ink Press Productions. And this is a case of the sum being greater than its parts, because this actually came about when they were both MFA creative writing students, and they each had a company of their own and pooled resources and came up with this. So it's wonderful to have you both in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So as you've worked together now, evolving from these student days, what has been the greatest move you think that you've made as a company together?
It's like this creative relationship, but we also are great friends. So as Ink Press has evolved, we've just been pushing each other as artists and creators. I don't think I would have had any of the kind of ideas for my own writing if I hadn't started working with Amanda on Ink Press.
We started out collaborating, but I feel like the more we got into it, the more it became this driving force behind what Ink Press Productions is.
I think you must be one of the only companies that I can think of that actually has a letterpress. I mean, this is a wonderful thing in terms of your approach about bookmaking.
Yeah, the press was donated to us really early on, and it's a proof press, so really simple press, doesn't use electricity at all. But it kind of works really well because we use so many untraditional materials to make our books that it works well to manipulate those in weird and interesting ways with the press. It's so cool.
What are some of the other aspects that you bring into the company that feed into the fact that you make these books?
So I think the easiest way to answer that is to talk about some of the things we've done. So we have a pretty fluid definition of genre. Like in 2014, we collaborated with Sunny Outside Press, which is based in Buffalo, New York, and we made a 2-hour chapbook with them. So it was an event where people brought their manuscript, we selected the winner, and then
we printed the covers and the books.
Yeah, we made the whole book in 2 hours. So we'll do literary related, but not necessarily just literature projects.
The books that we produce, they are their own art on itself, the object of them. And I think that us as poets, because we're so interested in the blending of genre, we are bringing our poetry to the object version of the book itself. The way that we see the world, the way that we articulate the world, and the way that we make art out of it. It really is kind of like a continuum. And I think that exists for most people that are working creatively, and certainly between art forms, how they express themselves. Like in a book, you can see elements of music, like the way that it's paced and the movement that it exists. In a movie, you can see elements of poetry because there is dialogue and writing and the way that things naturally stand out to people. It is all these little pieces that come together under this creative mindset.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Tracy Diamond and Amanda McCormick, the founders and the brains behind Ink Press Productions. And more information is on their website, inkpressproductions.com. Thank you both so much for coming in and for really having such a wonderfully innovative press.
Oh, thanks, Judith.
Thank you, Judith.